I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper says an independent monitor is being appointed after a federal report uncovered several abuses at a Pueblo Center for People with Severe Intellectual Disabilities. Hickenlooper says federal officials requested the monitor in an August report, but he says the state already had plans to hire one. As recently as April, federal investigators found safety protocols lacking and serious incidents still occurring. Federal investigators have asked the state to repay millions of dollars in Medicaid funding that supported the center. The state's top election official is urging people to register to vote and make sure their registration is up to date before ballots are mailed on October 17th. Benza Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Colorado already has the highest percentage of eligible voters who are registered in the country, according to Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams. He says it's partly because the state has a tendency to have some close races.
Your vote may make the difference, so I think that helps. We have a very educated populace.
His office has also tried to make it easier for people to register to vote, both online and using a smartphone. He says there's typically an uptick in presidential election years. There's also a full slate of statewide ballot questions going before voters. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is in Colorado today with stops in Loveland and Pueblo. The Pueblo rally is being held this afternoon at the Pueblo Convention Center. Tickets are no longer available. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.